Okay, we'll start with the benediction. Diya Ramukar Mantra Arish Chattari Mangal Pat. Okay, Arish Ramukar Mantra Diya Chattari Mangal Pat. We'll join our hands, close our eyes. Arish, start.
Hello?
Yeah, Arush?
Yeah. I think they got disconnected. I can't...
Okay. Hello, Arjun, are you there?
Arush?
Yeah.
Arush is there, I believe. Arush, Natasha?
Yeah, we're here.
Yeah. Getting
yeah,
here.
So Arush, you have to start with Namokar Mantra, please.
Namokar Mantra. Namo Sitara, Namo Ariyara, Namo Vajayana, Namo Loisara Savunam, Esso Panchana Mukaro, Savi Pan Panashino, Maglayapchi Savi Singh, Param Havi Mangalam.
Chakari Mangalam, Parenta Mangalam, Veda Mangalam, Sahu Mangala Kiri Pananto Dhammo Mangala Chattari Lokottama Arahata Lokottama Sitta Lokottama Sahu Lokottama Kiri Pananto Dhammo Lokottama Chittai Sharanam Pavajami Ante Sharanam Pavajami Siddhi Sharanam Pavajami Savishanam Pavacham Kiri Panantam Samam Shanam Pavacham.
Okay, very good. Sachinji, we'll start with the rehearsal, or directly we have to proceed with the recording?
Yeah, yeah. What we'll do is we'll do one round of rehearsal and then we'll do the recording. What I was also thinking is we had a meeting a few days back, and what eventually came out in that meeting is that it's better if we can, you know, have two, three separate recordings.
Okay.
They will then listen to all the two, three recordings and then, you know, pick up the best out of it.
Okay, fine.
So what we'll
fine.
Do is, as you said, we'll do one round of rehearsal, then we can, you know, discuss on feedback to everyone, and then we can do a couple of recordings.
Okay, fine, fine. Okay, have you all practiced before coming to this session? Natasha?
Yeah, we practiced. This is Arjun. I was confused. Yeah. Were we supposed to do the recording yesterday? Because from what I remember from last week, we decided that we would do it. And then...
No, Arjun, last week we had a discussion that whether Saturday, you know, time will be suitable for everyone. But then... Yeah, but then we decided that, no, we'll keep the same time on Sunday itself and continue with the recording.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so have you practiced, Arjun, at home?
Yeah, I practiced.
Okay, and Arush, Natasha, you both have done, right?
What I would request everyone is to kind of, you know, go slowly on this, try to say certain words slowly and clearly, so that more and more people will be able to understand, and they will be able to appreciate what we have put together.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll start. Fine.
Yeah.
Arush, Arjun, Diya, and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now, after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey, Arjun. I was wondering that. What shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Hmm. Arush, I want to become God. Arush.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything, because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Fia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Yes, our five Brahmastis.
Oh, yes, I know that name. Aryanta Brahmasti, Siddha Brahmasti, Acharya Brahmasti, Upaja Brahmasti, and Sadhu Brahmasti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Brahmasti and Siddha Brahmasti are God or Bhagavan, completely happy.
And other three Brahmastis?
The Acharya Brahmasti, Upadhyaya Brahmasti, and Sadhu Brahmasti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Brahmastis do?
I know about Sadhu Brahmastis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyayas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Brahmastis are completely happy, and that for Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I can become Bhagwan by practicing path of liberation like Sadhu Brahmastis?
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great, but what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwans are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Didankars also give us Divya Dwani.
Didankars?
Like Rishabhdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have the fruition of Tirthankar Namkarma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samosharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhunath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Kramaprabhu, Pashchinath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shriyasnath, Vasupuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisubratnath, Naminath, Neninath, Sparshnat Mahavir.
But from where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to James Pachala 6-8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we can all become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parmeshtis, Bhagwans, and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Okay, very good. Sachinji, you have any feedbacks?
Yeah, this was a better show. You know, in terms of delivering the dialogue, it was much better. We took a little over 7.5 to 8 minutes, but that's fine because we have 9 minutes. We started off well, telling all the dialogue slowly. However, there are some areas where I guess there was a huge pause. And first one was, I think, a pause where Arjun took some time to start with his dialogue. And then I think Natasha had a long pause before she started with telling the other 12 Tithankaras.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of places where, let me just check out the line there. Don't remember, I think one place where I think Arjun did a small mistake, I don't know where exactly it is, and another place I think where Diya spoke a bit quickly, going on to, we all go to Jain Pachala 608, so there she had to slightly slow. I think that's it from my end, Arjun. So Anubhav, you can provide the feedback.
You all have done very good in this turn. Arjun and Arush, you all have done very good. But Arjun and Arush, what is happening, like you're going slow, right? Very good. But you're not participating in conversation. Like Arjun, you are taking huge pauses in the very starting, Arjun. Hello?
Yes.
Arjun, you can listen to me, right? Arush, you can hear me, right? Okay.
Yeah.
See, Arjun, we have to speak dialogue the way you're speaking. Very good. But we have to keep the flow. Like if Arush is speaking, then you have to revert back to him, right? So you have to speak. You cannot take some extraordinary pauses, you know? Because we are listening to you, and for us, it's like a play in which we cannot see anybody, but we can only hear to some people. Okay, so you have to be filling those gaps which are looking awkward, you know. So you have done very well while you're speaking, but I guess what must have happened is your concentration just at the time others were speaking was not in the script, right? Because there were some dialogues when your turn came and you just came out of the way. See, all of you, what you have to do while we all are going through the play, we all have to look into the script, right? Because you cannot, you should know when to speak and after whom to speak. Everybody getting me? Natasha and Dia, it was very good. Excellent. Arush, Arjun, it was very good. Just those gaps which are coming, the awkward silences, which I can say, that we have to remove, okay? And second thing, like Arjun, you said the very first dialogue, then Arush, and then I want to become God, and then again Arush. See, if it is happening, if you feel like making Arush first and then say I want to become God, it's okay. You don't have to speak two times. Arjun, you getting me?
Yes, I'm
okay.
Getting you.
Yeah, I don't think, it was just, I guess it wasn't, you just spoke it, I know. But just if you have spoken it in the very starting, you don't need to speak it. It's fine with me if you change the script, okay? But it should not look awkward, fine? You all are doing very good. And, yeah, Arush, you want to... Hello?
This is Arjun.
Yeah, Arjun,
so,
say.
Can I just say, I want to be God. Is that better than just saying...
No. See, Arush is asking you and we cannot look you. I mean, we are not visualizing this play, right? So, firstly, we have to initiate with. Arush is not telling his name and we have to introduce to the audience your names. Okay? So, Arush will say Arjun and you will say Arush. So, I as the audience know that Arush and Arjun are conversating. So, we have to put the names. Therefore, we have put like Dia, then Natasha. So, the names are coming. Okay, Arjun?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's your call that you want to say Arush first or in the last of the sentence. But you have to say Arush, okay? Fine, very good. Arjun, on that also, your dialogue, the Acharya Parmeshti, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti. You have to break these three names, okay? Because we are telling them that five Parmeshtis are there, right? So, Diya said, I know their names. And Diya, Arush, Arjun, and Diya, on these three lines, do you know anybody like us who has become God? Arush said it correct. Now, Arjun, you took over here a deep pause. So, you have to just, asked you something and you know something, so you have to just say in excitement, Arjun. Of course, our five Parmeshtis, okay, without taking any pause. And then, Diya, you have to join Arjun, you have to jump again. Oh, yes, I know their names. Okay, Diya, you know their names, right? So you have to show that you know something very big, right? So, oh, yes, I know their names. Arhant Parmeshti, Siddha Parmeshti. The dialogue you're speaking is very fine, but the gap we have to fill, like, we have to show some excitement. Then Natasha, you're correct, but now Arjun, you have to say the Acharya Parmeshti, then pause, Upadhyaya Parmeshti, and Sadhu Parmeshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. So, just break three names. The other part they will attain, you said very correctly, okay? But just break these names, otherwise everything was fine. Arush, are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, the very last sentence, Arush, just put some, you know, excitement into it. I want to be God. And we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parmeshtis, Bhagwan, and our soul, and following the path shown by these. You break these words, Parmeshtis, Bhagwan, and our soul, and following the path shown by these. You said it very correctly. Just put some stress on these words. Okay? Arush, did you get me? Okay, fine. So this time we'll record it, but all of you have to, just while you're going through the play, look on the script so that we know where to fill in, where to come back, and who is speaking now, right? So I guess we'll be able to, you know, fill up those awkward silences. Fine. Diya, Natasha. Natasha, you're doing very good. On the definition of Tirthankara, you have done well. Okay? See what happens, but one thing I have noted, if Arjun goes fast in one dialogue, then Diya also gets affected and she also starts speaking a bit fastly. And then Natasha joins and she also take the pace. So we don't have to do this. Okay, well, if one is doing that, we have to control Arnab's. Okay, Diya and Natasha, Arjun, don't, you just remember that how you have to say. Other will say in whatever manner he wants to. Fine?
Yep.
Okay, so you are doing very great. Sachin, we'll start with the recording. All of you have to look into your script, okay? I don't want any awkward silences now. You're doing very good and you'll do very best in this time. Okay? All the best. Yes, Sachinji.
Yeah, so what I will do is I will first stop the recording now. So all of you will hear saying that the recording is stopped. And then I'll restart it. The moment you listen that this conference is being recorded, after that, Anubhavji, you can start with your description of the play, initial introduction.
Yeah, sure.
And Anubhavji, slightly slow initial introduction so that everybody knows what exactly is the situation.
Yeah, sure.
And everyone, please try to, you know, make, you know, because this recording is going to happen, so please make sure don't make any other noise. Try to kind of, you know, be in the same position in front of the system, so that none of the other noises get recorded. Okay, just give me a second. First, let me stop this recording.
Arush, Arjun, Diya and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that, what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Arjun? Hello?
Arjun, you're there?
Yes, I'm here.
What happened?
I'm not sure.
Okay, because, you know, it was your turn to say the dialogue, so we were all waiting.
Oh, I thought I just said it. It's really
okay.
Weird.
Okay, so let me stop and restart it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. Arush, Arjun, Diya and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that, what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to become God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do, because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be God. I also want to be happy.
Can you become God?
Yes, Thea. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course, our five Pramestis.
Oh, yes, I know that name. Aryanta Pramesti, Siddha Pramesti, Akshara Pramesti, Upaja Pramesti, and Sadhu Pramesti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Pramesti and Siddha Pramesti are God or Bhagavan. Completely happy.
And other three Pramishtis?
the Acharya Parameshthi, Upadhyaya Parameshthi, and Sadhu Parameshthi are monks who practice the path of liberation. They will attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parameshthis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshthis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dhoni.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the 8 karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these 2 Parameshthis are completely happy and die for Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshthis.
Yes. Every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great. But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Yeah, Bhagwans are free from all attachments, and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our debunkers also give us Divya Dhoni.
Debunkers?
Like Rishabhdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have 5 Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samosharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhunath, Abhinandanath, Smatinath, Prama Prabhu, Supashinath, Chanda Prabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetanath, Shriyasnath, Vasupujya.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Unthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Naninath, Varshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jain Pachala 608, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Hey, Arush, so what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of Parameshthi, Bhagwan and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We
will become Bhagwan.
Arush, Arjun, Diya and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that. What shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, dear. I want to be happy. Everything we do, whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul God, I want to be gone.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who has become God?
Of course, our five Parameshtis.
Oh, yes, I know their names. Aryanta Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Achyara Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, Asadhu Parameshti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are God or Bhagavan, completely happy.
And other three Parameshtis?
Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshtis are like our monks who practice the path of liberation. They attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parameshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyayas are like teachers. They teach other monks, like sadhus, in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyayas and sadhus under them.
Okay. And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dvani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parameshtis are completely happy, and therefore Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshti?
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great, but what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Tirthankars give us Divya Dvani.
Tirthankars?
Like Rishabdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samosharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Samaprabhu, Pashnath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Shitanath, Shiasnath, Vasupujya.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Arshnath, Mahavir.
So where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jinpachala, 6 not 8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we can all become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of the Maheshis, Bhagwans and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, dear. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course, our 5 Parameshtis.
Oh, yes. I know their names. Arahanta Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Achyara Parameshti, Upaja Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti.
Dia, out of these, Arahanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are God, or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other 3 Parameshtis?
The Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay. But what do these 5 Parameshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like the sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and Sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed 4 karmas, have a body and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the 8 karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these 2 Parameshtis are completely happy, and therefore Bhagwan.
Yes. Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshtis?
Yes. Every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great! But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments, and therefore, they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our debunkers also give us Divya Dwani.
Tithankara?
Like Rishabdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwan who have fruition of Tirthankar Namkarma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samasharan and other glories.
And are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandannath, Sumatinath, Samaprabhu, Kupashinath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadam, Sheetalnath, Shriyasnath, Vasupuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvyatnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jim Pachala 6-8, in which we are taught the way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of the Mrishtis, Bhagwans, and our souls, and following the path shown by these.
We will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Dia, and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now, after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that, what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
I want to be God, Arush.
God? Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. I want to be completely happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course, our five Samishtis.
Oh, yes, I know their names. Arihanta Pramesti, Siddha Pramesti, Akshara Pramesti, Upaya Pramesti, and Sadhu Pramesti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Pramesti and Siddha Pramesti are God or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other three Pramestis?
Upadhyaya Parameshti, Acharya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parameshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshti. Day and Mom said that is a part of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like the sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the manager of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divyadvani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashina.
And these two Parmeshis are completely happy, and that for Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parmeshis?
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great. But what should we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments and therefore they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Tirthankaras also give us Divyadvani.
Tirthankaras?
Like Rishabhdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are also Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have five Kalyanaks and are surrounded with Samasaran and other glories.
And these are 24 in number.
I guess I remember some of them. Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Samatinath, Pramaprabhu, Subhashanath, Chandaprabhu, Pushpadant, Sheetalnath, Shreyasnath, Vasupuja.
Vimalnath, Anantanath, Dharmanath, Shantinath, Kunthanath, Arinath, Malinath, Munisubratnath, Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir.
From where do you all learn so much?
Arush, we all go to Jain Pachala 608, in which we are taught a way to get complete happiness. Why don't you come with us?
Yes, sure. I will definitely come with you all.
Great, Arush. So what do you want to be?
I want to be God, and we all can become Bhagwan by understanding the nature of the mercies, Bhagwan and our soul, and following the path shown by these.
We
will become God.
Arush, Arjun, Dia, and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang, and the teacher is out now, after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I...
Hello. Hello, let me just stop the recording. We'll restart it. There was some problem. Just a second. Anubhavji? Hello, Anubhavji, are you there? Hello. Arjun, you are there?
Yeah.
Natasha, Arush?
Yes.
I think we lost Anubhavji. Just a second. Anubhavji, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, yes, yes. I guess there is some connection problem. Okay, fine, fine. The network's weak.
Okay, let me stop the recording.
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang and the teacher is out now, after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
I want to be God, Arush.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, Dia. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy full of God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, Dia. Any soul who wants to become happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course. Our five Brahmastis.
Oh, yes. I know their names. Arhanta Brahmasti, Siddha Brahmasti, Achara Brahmasti, Upaja Brahmasti, and Sadhu Brahmasti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are God, or Bhagavan, completely happy.
And other three Parameshtis?
The Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Brahmastis do?
I know about Sadhu Brahmastis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks, like sadhus in the group.
And the Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and Sadhus under them.
And Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parameshtis are completely happy, and therefore Bhagwan.
Okay, so you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshtis.
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great. But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Dia, Bhagwans are free from all attachments, and therefore, they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world.
Hello?
Arush, Arjun, Dia and Natasha are sitting in a classroom. The bell has just rang, and the teacher is out now, after giving them homework to think on. What do you want to be?
Hey, Arjun, I was wondering that what shall I grow up as? What will you be?
Arush, I want to be God.
God?
Did I hear you want to be God to whom we pray?
The happy, mighty God?
Exactly, dear. Yes, I want to be happy. Whatever we do in a day, anything we do because somewhere it makes us happy. I want to be completely happy. If you call happy soul a God, I want to be God.
Okay, in that way, I also want to be happy.
Can we become God?
Yes, dear. Any soul who wants to be happy can become God.
Do you know anybody like us who have become God?
Of course. Our five Parameshtis.
Oh, yes. I know their names. Aranta Parameshti, Siddha Parameshti, Akshara Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti.
Dia, out of these, Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are God or Bhagwan, completely happy.
And other three Parameshtis?
The Acharya Parameshti, Upadhyaya Parameshti, and Sadhu Parameshti are monks who practice the path of liberation. They'll attain happiness soon in the coming future.
Okay, but what do these five Parameshtis do?
I know about Sadhu Parameshtis. They are monks and practice the path of liberation.
And Upadhyas are like teachers. They teach the other monks like sadhus in their group.
And Acharyas are the monitor of their group. They guide all the Upadhyas and sadhus under them.
Arihantas and Siddhas?
Arihantas have destroyed four karmas, have a body, and give us Divya Dwani.
And Siddhas have destroyed all the eight karmas and have no body. They reside at Siddhashila.
And these two Parameshtis are happy, and therefore Bhagwan.
Okay. So you all are saying that I too can become Bhagwan by practicing the path of liberation like Sadhu Parameshtis?
Yes, every single soul can be happy, can be Bhagwan.
Oh, great. But what will we do once we become Bhagwan?
Yeah. Bhagwans are free from all attachments, and therefore, they do not do anything. They just enjoy the bliss.
But Bhagwan must be doing at least something.
Yes, Bhagwan are omniscient. They know each and everything of this world. And our Didangars also give us Divya Dwani.
Like Rishabhdev Bhagwan?
Yes, Arush. Tirthankaras are all Bhagwans who have fruition of Tirthankar Nam Karma. They have Paskalyanaks and are surrounded with Samasharan and other glories.
And these are 24 in number. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, I guess we've lost Sachin Ji and Diya.
Hello? 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 Is anyone there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I guess you got disconnected.
Yeah, and I think you know, the place where Arush had to tell the dialogue, I think there we got blocked, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We came on the turn was of Diya. I mean, the Tirthankaras, Diya didn't speak, and she spoke it a little bit late. And then, I guess I remember some of them was a problem. Arush, Natasha? Hello? Arjun?
Got disconnected, I guess.
Yeah. It came that moderator has lost the call and now the call will end. And it all got disconnected.
Okay. I think already, I think Arush was feeling...
that's what I'm thinking. I think we should keep it on some other day in the in midst of the week. I mean, because there's no point. I guess we're all tired now.
Yeah. ठीक है तो probably you know we'll call up because actually we had to send this recording tonight.
Okay.
But I'll let them know that you know there was some technical difficulties we faced, so we couldn't continue. So probably I'll call Arjun and Natasha and Arush tomorrow and find out if they are okay with you know. Any of the weekdays tomorrow or day after tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then we can have a quick call and do the recording.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, thank you, Anubhavji. Anubhavji, is today your birthday?
Yeah, it is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Many happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay, so they'll not be joining joining us again now.
Yeah, I doubt whether they'll be joining.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Okay. I wanted to know that वो मैंने Chris के लिए gift बोला था. So how can I give them gift? I mean, how will I do it?
नहीं but that actually you know we wanted to discuss with you on this sometime back but then you know this skit came up so we all
but
what are you planning I mean what are you planning to give
no I have no idea give so I don't know I know what we give over here but I mean, normally in Pachalas we give the comics or we give the books of stories, but we don't have any English comics or English storybook. And then a stationery or something, I don't know. I have no idea what do you give.
I think probably we can have a think over this because, first thing is, sending gifts from India would be a very arduous task. So, you know, we can probably plan out something and try to kind of, you know, supply it from here itself. So probably, you know, we can you know, think over this probably in next session.
Yeah, okay.
Think over what can be given which would be helpful to the students and then take
okay.
it along.
Okay, fine.
Because first thing is this skit anyways we want to finish.
Okay, fine. So anytime in the weekdays I'm all available. Okay. So
yeah, once we decide like on the time I'll drop you an email to everyone.
Okay, fine. Okay. Thank you very much, Jason and Ra.